This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Beautiful spring morning, March 21st here, Friday, March 21st, and 42 degrees in Houma, 45 here in Belchase, working from home today, thanks to Teddy the dog for behaving, 47 in New Orleans, going up to only the upper 60s, that by sunset, so if you're out, you're going to need a little, maybe a little light cover-up or something like that, jacket or sweater, something along those lines. And then tomorrow and Sunday, beautiful weather, highs in the mid-70s, mixture of sun and clouds, so get out and enjoy it while you can. You can early vote today and tomorrow, and then that's it. And the election is next Saturday, March 29th, here to talk about Amendment Number 2, which we've been discussing a lot because there is a lot in it, is Louisiana Revenue Secretary Richard Nelson. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me what went into crafting this amendment before we talk about specifically what's in it. And because there have been some questions raised about the methodology, about whether it was too much in there, too fast, crammed in. This is no way to change a tax code, et cetera. What would you say to that, Richard?
I would say this is absolutely necessary. And I mean, and really, it's been probably 50 years in the making. So I know some people say, hey, we should wait. We should talk about this some more. And I couldn't disagree more. I mean, this is something that's been studied since the last Constitution was written in 1974. Even immediately after that, they said, you know, there were criticisms that came out about, hey, there was too much stuff we stuck in this Constitution. I don't know that this is the right way to do it. And, you know, honestly, organizations like PAR Louisiana has studied this for, you know, decades. And so a lot of the changes that we put into it actually came from there. They did a big 100-page research paper on what should go in the Constitution, how should we change it. That was the basis, really, of this whole document and the whole amendment. And then we drafted that and then spent basically a year going around the state. We had multiple legislative committee meetings before we even went into the special session last year to discuss these changes. We got input from pretty much every group in the state. I took meetings and, you know, drove from one corner to the other. So this really is about 50 years worth of progress put into a single amendment. It is complicated. Unfortunately, we have, you know, a significant number of problems in Louisiana that are in this Article 7. So we had a lot of things to fix. But it is a giant leap forward for the state.
So you're saying while it may have happened quickly, you're saying that there was a lot of time spent on deciding what should be done to get this thing together and actually put it on the ballot, correct?
Absolutely. And I mean, I like it, liken it somewhat to it's kind of like a rocket launch. Like there's a lot of work that goes into before you launch the rocket. And it's just, you know, it's over, you know, that piece of it is over relatively quickly, but there was a whole lot of planning and research and everything that went into it to get it to that point. Including, you know, in this case, before we even went into that special session, we probably had five or six at least public committee meetings where we talked about all the things we were going to do. You know, we went around the state and talked about it as well. So there has been a lot of input from, you know, from everybody across the board. And we just had this special session It was only 2 weeks, but it was 2 weeks that was absolutely focused on doing these kind of changes. So, you know, in a normal session, there's a ton of stuff going on, and we focused in this really just on tax reform.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
I'm going to try to launch a rocket here, Richard, early and go to traffic so we can have a lot of time when we come back to discuss the specific things involved in Amendment 2. We're talking to Revenue Secretary Richard Nelson, early voting today and tomorrow, then the election next Saturday, Amendment number 2. I'm looking at the PAR guide here. You can go to parlouisiana.org to have it broken down for you. They don't take a stance on it. They just tell you what a vote for would do, what a vote against would do. Overhaul of budget, tax allowances, and limitations. We'll talk about it when we return. Traffic now, WWL.
Yeah, so obviously it's very simple, right?
Absolutely. Sure, nothing to it. Just like that.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, I think on the tax side, what we do is we reduce the maximum rate of income tax, right? We drop it from 3.75 or from 4.75 down to 3.75. So that means that the legislature won't ever be able to go and raise the tax above that amount. And so that's pretty necessary because we're looking at states like Texas and Florida. We'd like to get the income tax rate down to zero, and we're just trying to move in that direction. So that helps in that. We do double the standard deduction for senior citizens. So if you're over 65, you'll basically be able to get $25,000 a year tax-free after the amendment passes. And so that's double what the current standard deduction is. We do put some basically a barrier for special interest tax breaks. You know, one of the problems in Louisiana we've had is we're kind of addicted to credits and exemptions, and we, you know, tell businesses go hire a lobbyist and get your special break. And so we did a lot of work to get rid of a lot of those in that tax reform session last November. And so we actually put like a barrier in the Constitution in this amendment to kind of restrict that going forward. It's going to take at least a 2/3 vote of the legislature to create any kind of special exemption or credit going forward. So that's very important, I think, in keeping us on the right track. On the funds, I think, are really important as well. The savings accounts, we merged two of the state savings accounts, and we increased the balance of the rainy day fund, which is our main savings account. We increased that to basically $3 billion, which is going to make it one of the best funded in the country. And then we used the revenue stabilization fund that was really supposed to go to infrastructure. It got a lot of our severance money and corporate money. And so we basically, you know, direct that to the general fund so we can spend that on infrastructure right now. And that was the thought behind that. Finally, the educational trust funds. I know that's a concern to a lot of people about, hey, you know, what are we going to get for that? In reality, we're going to save $300 million a year. By making this payment, we're going to pay off almost a quarter of the teacher's retirement debt, about $2 billion. That's billion with a B. It's going to save us $1 billion in interest, and we're going to save $300 million a year. And we're going to use that savings to give the teachers, a permanent $2,000 pay raise. And for a lot of teachers, it's actually going to be more than that because there's going to be excess savings, so it could actually end up being a little bit more.
Let me get to the text line here. Ken, Richard, somebody texted in and said, if everything is supposed to be revenue neutral in quotation marks and those at the highest income levels would receive the most benefit from moving to a flat tax as opposed to a progressive tax, what sources make up the difference? They presume some things there. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so this actually doesn't really change. This doesn't really change the income tax structure. It just lowers the maximum allowable rate of income tax, right? So the tax structure exists now. We have a flat 3% income tax rate. So the only additional, I would say, income tax change is that senior citizens now will get double the standard deduction. And so typically, if you're over 65, you're retired, you're on a fixed income, and you don't make as necessarily as much money. So This will give you an added benefit. When you double the standard deduction compounded with what, you know, the other change we did last year, it's about a third of seniors no longer will have any income liability. So it is a pretty significant reduction for our seniors.
I know this is going to sound silly, but people texted in, so I'll ask you. They want to know if Governor Landry's in support of Amendment 2, and I think the answer is obviously yes, right?
Yeah, so Governor Landry's been working really hard to try and get this passed. He and I worked together for, you know, almost the entirety of last year to bring this to where it is now. He's crisscrossing the state, and I'm crisscrossing the state, too, trying to, you know, tell people what's in it and get them on board. And so he is 100% in favor of it.
Give the voters your elevator pitch, if you will, Richard. And I'm not trying to be silly about this, but there is a lot of stuff in there. It is very complex. To me, it comes down to if you want things changed in the state, you got to look at it as a representative democracy, and you elected these people to do what's best for you, and you got to trust them. To me, that's what it comes down to, is trust the legislature and the governor.
You know, I look at it somewhat of, if you're happy with the last 50 years of Louisiana, you know, what's happened in Louisiana for the last 50 years, you know, this gets away from that status quo. I don't think anybody is happy with, you know, losing population like we have and losing businesses and having their kids have to go to Texas or Florida for opportunity. And this really cleans the slate. I mean, it implements 50 years worth of policy recommendations to really put Louisiana on the best foot forward so that we can continue with the progress that we've made. And I think grow the state in the future. So I really think this is one of the most important things we'll ever have the opportunity to vote on in our lifetimes. And so I really encourage everybody to read about it, look it up, and definitely go vote, and, you know, preferably vote in favor of it, because it really is a transformational amendment for the state of Louisiana.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Have a good weekend. Richard Nelson, Louisiana Revenue Secretary. You can go to parlouisiana.org. You'll find a nice rundown of every amendment that's on the ballot. We'll take a break, come back, help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Right now, it's time for traffic on news and WWL First News. That's what I meant. Yeah, there we go.